For lack of good bumper music, let's just do that. It has been some time. It has been a long time. This is Jared, and for years I hosted a show called The Brain Revival, and then my wife and I did a show called Ewe and the Beast. I think these, you know, they were decent programs, and then, of course, you're just busy, and you want a podcast. There's that little person inside of you dying, please get on the radio, talk about something, and you finally get down to doing it, and it doesn't take that much. I'm sorry, I did put a little more effort into this, but holy cow, are you kidding me, people? Are you kidding me? I have trouble watching TV, listening to the radio, looking at the newspaper, seeing news on the internet right now, because not only did Obama have this election in the bag, but we were seeing that for once, that crazy right-wing strategy of spending millions of dollars and saying whatever you wanted to win didn't seem to be winning over the American public. And then we fall asleep at the wheel. Was Obama poisoned? Was he poisoned during the Denver debate? I really am kind of hoping for a debate. There was like a doobie joke in there. Didn't work. But anyway, I'm really hoping for that story to break. Like, yeah, Obama, there's a little bit of arsenic found in his beer, and that's why he was drifting. What? Are you kidding me? We just have handed the momentum over to the Romney people. What really makes me mad is Romney won because he went back to an old faithful Republican tactic. Well, you know what? I'm not going to go too far back. The Republicans always haven't been as scummy as they are now. And most of the Republicans out there that are registered as Republican, the voters, the people just trying to live their lives, they're not scummy people. But the institution that is the RNC and the Republicans that are running now from the Tea Party and the less conservative side, these people will do or say anything. Will do or say anything to win. And Mitt Romney came out and just lied like a drooling dog, frothing with lies. Sorry to dogs there. I don't think he'd be lying. But Romney did. And Obama, I don't know, did it catch him off guard that suddenly that Romney would come out as a moderate? That suddenly Romney's $5 trillion tax plan really didn't exist? That suddenly Romney was for Obamacare and was going to take care of people with pre-existing conditions, which is not true? This came out and said it, and people have bought it. But you know what? That's something the Democrats need to learn. Stop being the boring, stodgy professor listing off your statistics and putting people to sleep, including yourself, apparently, Obama. Be a showman. Be a showwoman. Put on a performance. They talked about debate to performance because it is a performance. You get up there and you shine. And Romney did. Whether he had notes on the hanky gate or not. He did. I was listening on the radio driving up to play some flag football, and thank God I had some violent activity to keep me preoccupied, because after the first round, the first 6 or 7 minutes, which was actually just one of Romney's 3-minute sessions, but you could tell Obama was on his heels, Romney was on fire. And you know why? Because they said, you say whatever you want, like your back's against the wall. And that's the thing that scares me. You put a guy like Romney or some of these national Republicans against the wall, anything can happen. Anything. Unfortunately, one of those things isn't Obama articulating a solid argument as to why Romney would be terrifying as a world leader. We have a lot of things, a lot of big, scary things to worry about, to deal with. Hell with worrying. We got to deal with these things. We got to take global warming head on, for example. We got to take the shrinking middle class head on. I'm so tired of the lip service paid to the middle class. A nickel for every time I heard lip service to the middle class. I wouldn't be in the middle class anymore. There's big issues got to take on. Let's talk about global warming for a second here. It is amazing to me that the country can be turned against the very science that made the country great. On one issue. Oh, they'll use their shampoo that's scientifically formulated. They'll feed their dog the Purina dog chow that's loaded with all the necessary vitamins and minerals thanks to science. They'll send their kids to school to learn science. They'll drive a car that's based on modern science, use a computer that's a technological advancement thanks to science. They are thrilled by the discoveries with DNA and RNA. And they love the stories of Marie Curie and radium and the atomic age and space. But when they're instructed to be stupid, when they're told to go against the very nature that has had made humans, I guess better, sometimes I have a lot of doubt, better than other animals, more advanced than other animals. The one thing we have that when other animals would die, but we, when we are faced with adversity, our nature is to react and make a change. But we've been told by people who want to make a shit ton of money to shut up, sit down, don't worry about it. It's not really happening. Or, even worse, it is happening, but don't worry about it. Holy crap. We've got serious man-made issues here. We've got to take it on. The Pentagon saying global warming, their number one concern because of refugees, because of people losing out on their livelihood. And not just their livelihood, I mean, their where they live, going undersea. The crops they're planting, not growing anymore. Disease moving in, killing, and removing people from their homeland. Of course, causing territorial issues. We have new diseases, and we're going to see fungus and different deadly things popping up everywhere that are going to thrive better because of a 1 or 2 degree tick. And that's going to change everything, the whole ecosystem. It's going to change the way we live, our children live. People have children, and they're balking at global warming and the warnings around it. Are you freaking kidding me? And climate change? The Arctic receding at a record level this year. 7% beyond the previous level. 7% more ice. That doesn't only mean less ice in the summer, but that means more heat because that ice had worked as an air conditioner and reflecting away the heat, and now the water is just absorbing the heat. We are really effing ourselves into a hot, sweaty stinkhole, folks, and we're not doing anything about it because why? We're too freaking weak. We are too weak. We are comfortable. We love that McDonald's hamburger. We love that minivan. And, I'm one of you. It's hard to get over the conveniences, but there are little things that we can do to take on global warming. But you know what pisses me off? A lot of us are doing those things. We're composting. We're gardening. We're bicycling. We're riding the bus and the train. We're driving less. We're looking at and paying more for items that might be better for the environment. We're going out of our way to recycle. A lot of this may not be global warming related, but when you take production out of the factory, it could be. We're shopping at Goodwill so that we might not have any more global destabilizing manufacturing of textiles. We're making big sacrifices so that countries that make our stuff won't have to make it for us because we know they're not following the protocol to help keep this planet clean and maintain it for our children. We know this, and we're doing this, but you know who's not? Corporate America. Our politicians. This is a huge issue, and it's affecting us big time. You know the thing that drives me crazy is like, somebody's like, well, those environmentalists are going to lose their jobs. Well, you know what? I think I'd much rather be making solar panels in a nice clean factory in California than being lowered into a hole in West Virginia by some guy who could give two shits about my health. And that's happened. Not just your health, your life. You know, die in a cave-in or a gas explosion, there's something going to be eating away at your lungs. And you want that job? And you're mad somebody's trying to change things for you and your kids so they don't have to get lowered like canaries into a deep, dark, gassy hole? Are you freaking kidding me? It's time to change. People freaked out about job changes, but not about bigger, more dangerous tornadoes, but not about bigger, more dangerous hurricanes, not about the water levels rising, not about hotter temperatures that are killing more people, not about an entire change to the biodiversity and the way we live and the cycles that keep us alive as humans. We appreciate the grass that grows, that creates the air, that makes it a nice day to have a barbecue, but we're not putting it all together here, folks. You can't have all that and then deny what's happening around you. You just can't. And even worse, to be told by someone else, some dude in a suit who wants to make a few trillion more to get all that oil out of the ground and burn it up. And that's when, just like with Iraq, just like when Iraq went bad and they all turned their back on Iraq and said, I don't know whose fault that was, but that was crap. That's when they're going to say, oh, wow, we do believe in global warming. And that's when it's too late. We make the difference now because we have the power. And if I hear another libertarian ass clown saying, I don't like government messing with me, I don't need to be told what to do. You are being told what to do. You're living it. You're living a weak minion state of being told what to do by people who don't want you to believe and whatever will affect their bottom line. Make some changes. We'll talk about more changes coming up. And for God's sakes, Obama, people are going out there working their ass off for you. So if you fall asleep during another debate performance, why don't you give us a warning so we can get a stand-in for you? Jimmy Carter is available. I'm available. Maybe call them out when they're lying. Could you? Anything. All right, this has been, I guess, the brain revival or some stinging indictment like that. How about it?